You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short-form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Welcome back to the App Minute podcast. We're delighted to have Gordon Bell from California here from ProSoft Engineering. Good to see you, Gordon.
Hi, John. Good to see you, and good to be back in Tucson.
And we are in person, sitting outside in Tucson, Arizona. What happened to JoSoft?
JoSoft was a spin-off brand that we had for a few years to really promote some of the products that we were coming out with at the time, more consumer-type products. A few of those have been discontinued because of some of the changes in either the OS or in technologies such as the iPhone and the iPod Touch. And as those changes came around, we decided to move the remaining products back under the ProSoft umbrella. That way it's all on one website. We're promoting one website instead of two, which makes our marketing efforts a little bit more focused than having the two separate companies were at the time.
When I go to the ProSoftEngineering.com, is there a way to tell quickly which are the utilities and which are the audio or the photo software?
They're not broken out specifically. There's either a box shot or application icon with a description of what the products do. We don't really break them out much more than that. We basically say, here's the products that we offer and we develop, and here's exactly what they do.
And are the products available equally at the same price, the exact same items, not the utilities, but the consumer stuff on the App Store that they can find on your website?
Yeah, so we have a product called Clix that is available from us for $19.99, or you can buy it from the App Store from $19.99. Same functionality. The product that you buy directly from us also includes the Windows version as well. If anyone buys the Mac App Store version for $19.99, and turns out they also need the Windows product as well, you know, they can always contact us. We'll give them a free copy of the Windows product as well. And then also we have some specific App Store products that have been developed recently that take advantage of some of the nuances of the App Store in terms of getting the product in front of a lot more customers, but also, as you know, App Store has certain rules in terms of what products are allowed to do. So these products are developed with that in mind. So some of them have some limitations based on those rules.
Well, we just reviewed at mymac.com something having to do with audio and something to do with photos. Tell us what your new audio and photo apps are.
We released a product called Sound Bunny. It's a very unique product, the only of its kind for the Mac OS, and it allows the user to individually control each application's volume level. So if you're watching a movie, you're playing music, you're having, you know, your mail notification sounds, you can control the volume, even mute them. So that way, if you're listening to something fairly loud on the computer and you get that, you know, that alert sound or something, doesn't come in at the same high volume. And that's key for some of the different applications that are out there that don't have a volume slider within them. We can actually still control that within our Sound Bunny user interface.
Okay, so that's Sound Bunny. Anything for photographers?
Yeah, we have a product called Photo Transformer that's available through the App Store, and that is a batch product that does batch processing. Typically, you might have, let's say, 200 to 300 raw photos you just took for a client, and you need to provide the client with, you know, typically a lower quality image, maybe just for web use, and you don't want to send them all the raw files because it's going to take up a lot of space and kind of bog down their machine. So you can actually batch change them all to whatever sizes you want, and it has some unique power to do that very, very quick and fast. You can also batch change them to sepia and black and white in a very, very fast way.
And what's the price of the photo software, and what's the price of the sound software?
Sound Bunny is $9.99 and Photo Transformer is $19.99.
And what would you suggest are some of the possibilities of what ProSoft might do in the consumer space, not utilities, going forward in addition to these introductory audio and photo? Anything with video?
Not video. That's really not our core competence right now. We're looking at products that are able to be sold in the App Store with some of the rules that are in the App Store. So taking those rules into mind, looking at that, as well as possible for some iOS development as well.
Very good. And would you consider yourself pretty new to the iOS space? Is there anything that ProSoft has currently putting out that's available for iPod Touch, iPod, iPad, iPhone?
We had been working on some iPad stuff, and that's on the back burner for us right now. We do have a product that's out for the iPhone that's called Picture Party. There's three different flavors of it. There's Picture Party Holidays, Picture Party Travel, and Picture Party Milestones. It's a slideshow application that allows you to frame all the different pictures in your slideshow, has some unique transitions, matches it up with any song you have in your iTunes library on your phone. And we're also looking to add some social media sharing of those slideshows afterwards. So that is actually available for sale already.
Thank you very much, Gordon Bell from ProSoft Engineering.
Thanks, John. Good to see you again.
Are you a geek?
I guess so.
What do you mean you guess so? Prove your geek cred.
I don't need to prove myself to you. I'm the new host of the geekiest show ever.
We will see about that.
Don't you just hate it when droids think they have all the control and don't know their role? You know, they forget that we can turn the power off.
Oh no, you can't.
Oh yes, I can.
Don't, please. I'll be good.
That's better. Nothing worse than artificial intelligence being, well, unintelligent. Head across to iTunes and subscribe to the Geekiest Show Ever podcast, the only show truly dedicated to geekery.